Item 14, Breaking Island State Park Family Fishing Celebration, Brian Frazier.
Chairman, commissioners, appreciate the opportunity here. My name is Brian Frazier. I'm a program specialist in the State Parks Division, and I direct and coordinate the marketing, promotions, special events, and those sorts of things and other business-related items in the State Park system. I want to speak to you today with a little update about our family fishing celebration. Something I think most of you are probably familiar with. And as many of you know, that it waives the license and the stamp requirement for anyone fishing inside the property of any Texas state park that has fishable waters. The operative phrase would be within the park property. That applies to those fishing on banks, piers, or wade fishing, or boat fishing if the body of water is fully contained inside state park property. And applies to both our freshwater and our saltwater fishing opportunities, which is a surprise to some to know that they can go to Goose Island and wade fish, and it does apply that they do not need a fishing license or saltwater stamp requirement there as well. First year of this program was FY04, which was enacted in Labor Day 2003. This program is renewed each year by executive order or executive memo. You do not have to be a Texas resident to participate in this, much to the joy and excitement of our winter Texan seasonal visitors. This began as an initiative between state parks and inland fisheries of how to come up with a program that benefits both. What is a win-win that can encourage visitation in our state park system and address the future concerns of angling? And in addition to the park entrance fees, the official bag limits and length limits do apply under this program. It also includes popular programs which some people may not know, like our rainbow trout stocking, which is a popular statewide program, but within our state parks, it affects about 12 of our state parks that receive and participate in this program, and it's a popular program that has been made even more popular by the fact that no license or stamp requirement is a part of that. So we feel that that's accelerated that, and it gives us something, a real push during our off-season in many of our water-based parks. We looked at expanding this program in FY05, and we had lots of fishing events that were going on inside our state parks already, and we had the no license requirement. And so we upped this to include some family or some fishing event coordinators. The aquatic education branch of our communications division took a look at this and decided that this was something that they wanted to offer up. And basically these are part-time positions that are funded by grant money, but they're limited hours. These individual coordinators organize and coordinate all of the fishing events at select parks. Part of the job description of these individual event coordinators are to do community involvement. And they document the volunteers. It's quite an undertaking, and it's a careful decision who we hire for these particular seasonal positions. And they're funded with the federal Sport Fish and Restoration grant dollars. There's no local dollars attached to this. And then these positions are hired then by the individual state parks, so they have the ability to individualize them, those parks that are organized, those parks that have the needs, those parks that have good relationships with people who might be good for these, they have the decision-making power of who is best to put in these individual event coordinator positions. And in the first year for FY05, we had 5 state parks that participated in this. That was the number that we looked at expense-wise, and that Ann Miller, the coordinator for the aquatic education, and another people on the committee thought that that was about what we could try in the first year. And these 5 parks were the Bastrop and Bisher, State Park Complex, Brazos Bend, Inks Lake, Lake Fairfield, and Purchase Creek State Park. Those five parks combined for 23 organized fishing events in those five parks. Events such as kid fishing tournaments and derbies, fish with a ranger, fly fishing classes, and that sort of thing. And they documented that we attracted 373 people, both youth and adults, specifically for these events. Now, that is in no way taking into account the untold numbers of people that took advantage of no license requirement in the state parks. But these are the ones who specifically came to those events. We looked at it in 06, decided we could expand it, met with Ann and the rest of the committee. They thought they had the funds to go ahead and promote that and extend it to seven parks for FY06 that would get these individual coordinator positions. And those parks were Bastrop Fisher Complex, Blanco, Inks Lake, Galveston Island, Eisenhower, Bonham, and Brazos Bend. These seven parks combined for 40 specifically organized events with these coordinators, and they attracted some 1,200 youth and adults at these events. Again, that's not counting the people who are at the park fishing and maybe there because of that or enjoying the no license requirement. These are the people who came specifically for those events. So we did see considerable growth there from year one to year two. Some other ways we looked at this program has expanded. Wildlife management areas were added in FY05. No fishing license is required if you're on property of wildlife management area fishing in fishable waters. And then as we look to the future, it looks as though as many as 11 state parks may get these fishing event coordinators on site. These are a big help to our park staff. It lightens their load, and our aquatic education branch said that they think that that's about what we're looking at in terms of being able to monitor and staff and manage that, and that's done out of that branch as well. This is a really important component is how we have promoted this particular program. The first one was with sponsorship dollars and equipment. And the Academy stores came on board. Lydia and Darcy's group in the marketing communications branch secured $10,000 plus some fishing equipment and other supplies, things like rods and reels and tackle kits and bobbers, and the $10,000 cash. The donations aided our parks in offsetting expenses. The equipment was used for prizes and kid fishing tournaments and for several of these events. And this money was stretched to go, actually it started out for 1 year, but we stretched it into two for FY05 and for 06, and it was also used for things like banners and brochures and that sort of thing. So it was a real efficient use of that money and has meant a lot to the parks and given them quite a bit of things to offer the experience for many of these events and to enhance the angler experience at our parks. Other ways we've promoted this in news releases. Rob McCorkle and Tom Harvey's group do a great job in getting the word out statewide in many of our newspapers. One of the things we also decided was it was time to brand this, to get it out there and package it and make it a little more sellable. And what we've done was people were calling it free fishing in state parks. We always emphasize that the park entrance fees do apply, but that's what everybody was calling it. And it seems a natural fit. We feel that's a little more descriptive. And that's what we're moving forward with in terms of how to brand this in a more appealing way and really describe the benefits that are available with a no license requirement. We've included this into a lot of our ads. This ran in Texas Monthly and Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine. This ran in Good Sam Highways magazine and in Texas Highways magazine. We've also included the word in some video news releases and radio news releases. And we have a video clip, I believe, that we're going to show.
Our mission is our objective. We know we need more than just rods and reels. Our park friends wear fishing rods. By the Texas State Parks, there's an exception to this rule. Adults no longer need a fishing license within state parks. as part of the Texas Parks and Wildlife Family Fishing Celebration.
Anyone who fish, once they take it into the scheme of the park or use the state park pass, no one has to worry about a license or a stamp.
This summer, families will find special events across the state, including fishing workshops where gear, bait, and instructions are provided.
What we're hoping is that with this family fishing celebration, families will come back out to the park and try fishing again. Some folks may have forgotten how much fun it was to fish together as a family. And there's no license required, and there's tackle that you can borrow at any of our state parks. It's kind of a no-brainer.
Family fishing celebration is open to everyone and it's free, except for the entrance fee to the park. This applies to lake fishing along the coast, river fishing from a pier or bank, and any fishing in the lake at one of more than 70 state parks in the program.
Fishing is a big part of our state park experience. That's really kind of the heart of the program, is so that, you know, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, that they have such a good experience that they'll want to, you know, continue fishing with their own family or with their friends, and this is something that can really perpetuate the sport and really share just how much fun it is.
For Texas Parks and Wildlife, this is Linda Saldana.
Other ways we've promoted this, of course, are on our website. There's a link on there from the state park page as well as the TPWD homepage. And in closing, I'd like to summarize what we feel are some benefits to this program. Maybe first and foremost is we feel that we can attract those with some barriers to licenses and ultimately increase our fishing license base. Just maybe there's those who can't afford a license, and we feel like that if this program can get them in, maybe that will connect them directly to the sport, so much so that that will become an important thing to them, and maybe one day they will purchase a license, and it will help perpetuate the sport. We feel like this is a real legitimate attempt to expand our consumer base. We also feel that it encourages our families and adults to introduce children to fishing. This is something we want to look at to address the next generation of license holders. And I know for me personally, some of my fondest memories, maybe my whole life, will be my dad introducing me to fishing. And if we can give that experience to children and also help perpetuate the sport, we feel like that's a really important part of this. It's also an added incentive to visit our state park system, and we have to have some research that was done on site. Our communications staff did it, Sally Williams and that group. It was for more than 10,000 respondents, and it was done from June of 2004 to May of 2005. And roughly one-fourth of state park visitors were already aware of the family fishing celebration during 2005, which is the second year. And of those, almost but not quite half said they were likely to, very likely, to visit a state park exclusively because of the no license requirement and family fishing celebration. Also, there seems to be no evidence of adverse impact on fishing license sales. That was a concern at one point when this program was started, and there does not seem to be. So we feel like that this reinforces the fact that people, avid anglers who fish in several bodies of water, will likely continue to buy licenses. And this is addressing people who are non-traditional users, for those who previously had barriers to licenses. And it basically overall increases our marketability of our state parks to this winter Texan gentleman here or to others as a tourist destination. We not only have great scenery in our state parks, but now people realize, and it's catching on, that they can fish without a license. That's the basic part of my presentation. If there are any questions, I'd be happy to address them or comments.
Good job, Brian. Yeah, it's making a difference. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
It's not hard to get those kids excited once you get that first fish on the line. That's great. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.